Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Ryan Hall with the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. Welcome to the show, Ryan. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me, Robert. I'm excited to be here.
Well, let's start with the nonprofit's history. When was the museum founded?
Well, we are actually celebrating our 22nd anniversary in April. So back in the 90s, three local ladies from Winchester saw a need for experiential education in our school systems and in our community. So they founded the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. It wasn't as easy as that, but it took a little time, and then they started what most people remember as the building on the walking mall as our first incarnation.
Has the mission changed over the years?
Slightly, just some phrasing, but really it's the same. We want to bring experiential education to the kids in our community. So our current mission is to spark curiosity and inspire learning through exploration and creative play. And we do that every day through our programs and in our outreach programs and through our exhibits in our building.
You moved into the new building, what, maybe 3.5-4 years ago?
I think we're going on 4 now.
And that's proved really successful, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been huge for us, and it's also been huge for the area as well. That was right around the time that Winchester City was redeveloping the walking mall, so it all kind of happened at once. There was a lot of really great energy happening downtown. So we went from being able to serve about 30,000 visitors a year to now, last year, we served 80,000 people. So that's people coming through our front doors, and they're shopping downtown and eating lunch downtown. But that's also when we go to Title I schools and do free programming for those kids throughout our region now.
Let's talk about hours and admission. When is the museum open, and how much to come see it?
Oh, okay. We are open from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And we are also open 1 to 5 on Sunday. So we're closed on Monday. That's the only day we're closed. And admission is $9 for everyone age 2 and up, 2 to 100.
You charge adults because they're encouraged to get into the exhibits and play along with the kids and experience it together.
Exactly, yeah. We hope that families will play and learn together. Studies have shown that it's more effective when families are working that way, and it builds better relationships between people. It's just more fun that way, too.
Well, let's talk about parking. What's the general availability? You got adequate parking nearby?
It is downtown Winchester, so our parking is metered. So we have street parking, and there's a lot right next door, which is also metered. And there's a really great app called Park Mobile that the city uses, so you can feed your meter from your cell phone, so you don't have to run out and try to find quarters, that sort of thing. And there's also a lot of really great parking garages in the area as well. And parking is free on holidays and on weekends, too. So that's beneficial. So you can come down to Winchester on the weekends.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Ryan Hall with the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. Well, let's talk about the exhibits. What are some of the popular ones at the museum?
Well, we wanted, when we moved 3 or 4 years ago, we wanted to keep that same feeling of home and friendliness. So we kept some of our favorite exhibits, like the apple packing shed. That was a huge hit in our old building for 18 years. People loved that. So we made some improvements, made it maybe 2 or 3 times the size, and it's a great reflection on the history of the area. So we still have that. We have a Native American longhouse that is a real representation. It's used real wood and built in the way that a Native American tribe would build a longhouse. It's a little shorter, though. We couldn't fit the whole thing in. And then we also have, of course, the beautiful rooftop, which is getting a brand new addition during our anniversary celebration in April. We are adding what we're calling a musical garden. So these are chime instruments and bell instruments that kids can play while they are exploring the rooftop and checking out the views of Winchester.
Yeah, and that really is a great view up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, let's talk programs. I know summer camps are big. Are you currently signing people up now?
We are currently signing people up, and we're offering more summer camps than we've ever offered before. We have over 40 summer camps on the docket for this summer, and they range from preschool age camps up through middle school age generally, and from topics from art, chess. We have puppetry camps, Jedi-themed camps, Hogwarts-themed camps, all kinds of STEAM activity-related camps. And the best part about these camps, even the ones that sound like they are pop culture influences, we build science activities into all of those camp experiences. So there is real learning going on behind this shell of pop culture.
Another offering you have, the Itty Bitty Mornings.
Oh, that's a great program. Itty Bitty Mornings is the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and it provides specifically kids under the age of four the ability to come into the museum when it's a little quieter, there aren't as many field trips going on, and have activities and programs that are specially designed for that age range, for that early education age range, and they play with different things and experience different things with their caretaker or parent, and we wanted to do something special for those kids because they're not in school yet and their older brothers and sisters might be out of the house, and it helps mom give that child something a little special to do.
You've also got First Fridays. That's worth noting.
Yeah, First Fridays is a great program that we've been running for years in conjunction with First Fridays in Old Town Winchester. Most of the shops downtown do some sort of special sale or a wine tasting, etc. And our contribution to that is to open our doors for free from 5 to 7:30 every First Friday, with the exception of some holidays and, of course, apple blossom.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Ryan Hall with the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. You've also got another special night for special needs coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Special Night for Special Needs is a wonderful program that we've put together with Valley Health, and it's sponsored by Don Beyer Volvo. They've been a big advocate of this program. This is another opportunity for us to give back to a specific group in our community. There are a lot of children with special needs living in the Winchester area and the Shenandoah Valley. And one night per quarter, we open our doors for free to not only the children with special needs, but their families as well. And we have special activities, sensory activities, reduced lighting. We turn down the sound on some of our exhibits to be sensory friendly. And we have occupational therapists and physical therapists and speech therapists here in the building helping out. So it's a really, really fun, great experience for a growing population in our community.
You mentioned the roof earlier. We talked about that great view. Tell us about the Sunset Series promotion.
Ah, the Sunset Series is a fun series throughout the summer. I think we have nine of those planned where, again, the event is free and you come up to the roof. And this one's geared a little more toward adults or young adults at least. You'll listen to a local band. We have people from Tom Sullivan to Jimmy Lee to Merlin's Beard Band booked for this summer. And then we have a cash bar. So all of those proceeds go back into helping us fund our exhibits and our programs.
Is the rooftop space available for rentals?
Absolutely. We've held everything from weddings to family reunions, company outings. It's the perfect place to have a great social gathering, especially if you're looking for something a little unique, a little different. And, I mean, you can't beat that view.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Ryan Hall with the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum. Well, let's talk about volunteer needs. What do you have available right now?
Well, right now, as we were talking about, we are gearing up for summer camp. So we could always use more summer camp counselors. It's a great activity for high school or college kids, especially kids looking for experience with early childhood education or just education in general. But outside of summer camps, we always accept volunteers for administrative tasks or facilities and just general programming and floor staff as well. There's plenty of opportunity here at the museum. Like with 80,000 visitors, there's always something going on, so we could always use a hand.
Well, speaking of always something going on, how can people stay up to date with the museum events, happenings, get more information?
Well, that's a great question. We do have a website. It's at discoverymuseum.net. It's actually brand new, so we're still uploading content to that. And we're very active on social media. Our Facebook page has all of our events listed there as well. And we send out a weekly e-newsletter, so you can sign up for our newsletter in person at the front desk or on our website as well. So a lot of great ways to stay connected.
There's also information about becoming a member as well.
Yes, yeah, and that's a great way to get involved because you receive certain membership levels give you discounts on birthday parties, sleepovers, summer camps, museum store discounts, and things of that nature. And a couple of our levels even give you reciprocal benefits at other museums across the country. So you can come here and play, and then when you're on vacation, you can visit other science centers and children's museums for free as well.
Anything else you want to add about the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum?
Come see us for our anniversary celebration in April. We would love to have you.
Ryan Hall with the Shenandoah Valley Discovery Museum, thank you so much for being on the program. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.